Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, LKN. 7:06. Happy little Friday to you. Justin, Mamie, Bill.
Happy Thursday. I about said happy Friday. Little Friday.
Little Friday.
Little Friday.
Little.
L-I-L apostrophe Friday. Thank you.
The devastation yesterday. Have your egg prices gone up yet?
I haven't bought eggs in a while, so no.
You don't need
I
eggs?
I have not. I do.
Are you an eggist?
I just haven't purchased them in a while, so I don't know. I haven't been in the grocery store in a while. So I don't know how much anything costs these days.
Because of Costco?
I just been lazy.
Okay. Diverting the path. Yeah. Well, first it was the chickens out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
This was yesterday. I think we broke the news that the largest fresh egg manufacturer.
In Texas, right?
AKA Chicken Harvester.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas. In the United States, which is, just happens to be located in Texas.
It's in Texas, though.
They're shutting down because of the bird flu.
Right.
There was a chicken had the bird flu, which is kind of, is that an oxymoron?
Or no, it seems the right person to get the bird flu would be a bird.
The bird was sick.
Yes.
The bird
it's
got
just called
sick.
The flu.
Okay. Well, cows now in Ohio have tested positive for H5N1 bird flu. I don't know the number game. I don't have my periodic table on me, but I imagine H5N1 bird flu isn't good.
It doesn't sound like a good one.
Not positive.
No.
And so first the chickens.
Now
the cows. Who's next?
I don't know.
Because you know it comes in threes.
I guess I'm just a vegetarian now.
The avocados. The avocados are going to get bird flu next.
You ever seen the memes where they're like, you know how salad always, you know, vegetables and stuff will be
sad?
No, not sad. Oh. Contaminated, you know. Oh. They're like, you know what? It never gets contaminated. Cake. There's never a recall on cake, Reese's eggs, candy. There's never a recall on those.
Of course.
Let's not go jinxing Reese's like that, okay? We are still
we're out of egg season.
Prime
we're
egg. No,
Reese's eggs, are they safe? That's what I need to know.
They have to be safe because those
half
are some
off right now too, right?
The great. Are there any left?
I don't know.
I doubt there's any
post
left.
Post Easter, I bet you can get a deal on some.
Even when you go to like Lowe's or Walmart post Christmas and try to get those sales, I feel like things go so fast.
You have to get there like that day or the day after, and it's
like that morning. You have to be there when the store opens the day after Christmas.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, 2 days before Christmas, they'll go ahead and put it on sale. They're ready for the next.
Can't we go back to the simpler days when that was a game? Like, you know, you could go there and have, like, a week to pick through the Christmas stuff. Like, now, if you don't do it the next day, plan for 364 days later.
They're just moving on to the next thing. Like, summer stuff's out now, I guess, because Easter's over. And now it's full-on summer.
What is summer as it, like, so towels, bathing suits?
Yes.
That's what you see when you walk in the store.
That's what you're going to see in the stores now. Yeah, full-on summer.
Sometimes I think I should just stand next to the mannequin and just try on the what a same outfit said. This doesn't look the same. This doesn't. Does
We're
anyone
not the
else?
Same body type.
Do you have it that fits mine?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they have a different mannequin? Because mannequin?
They do have
for...
some size. They're called size inclusive mannequins. They do
oh,
have
really?
Some. Usually just in the women's department. Not very
sexist.
Often, yeah. Not very often in the men's. I worked in retail for about 5 years. Worked for J. Crew. And one of the things I would get to do was dress the mannequins, pick out the outfits and stuff.
Was that a fun time?
So fun. Oh, yeah. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
The girl's dream.
It was. And the mannequin in the store was like, not my size. The perfect size. Perfect body. So I'd be like, I wish I looked like this. I'm not going to ever look like
this. But you made the model look good in the
yeah,
J. Crew.
Yeah. Living vicariously through this plastic.
I don't know if the thrill exists of like the dressing the mannequin and setting up the displays and all that. When I go to Target, I don't get the same vibe from the people setting it up, like that they're super happy about doing it.
It just depends on where you work. Yeah, I enjoyed that creative process. That and folding shirts in the back corner. Those are my two favorite things to do. Also, talking to people, obviously.
Love and I say Target because that's the only place I go shopping that has like clothes.
Kohl's? You go to Kohl's?
I go to Kohl's. Well, that's true. But Kohl's, I feel like they do it differently at Kohl's. Like, they have mannequins, but you don't ever see people dressing the mannequins during the day. Like, they're one store I will, and maybe not perfect, but that you don't see them stocking the shelves, like in the prime, it's Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, and they're not stocking shelves.
Yeah.
You go to some of these stores now, they're doing that stuff in the middle of prime time.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's a labor aspect is what I'm guessing.
I think that's what it is too. Yeah. Just the, when the shipment comes in and how fast they need to get stuff out and
tomorrow,
you know, that kind of stuff right now.
They ready, need it,
right
ready now. For the weekend.
Yeah.
It's getting hot.
Yeah. We would get shipments at like, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night, sometimes work overnight, but a lot of times on like a Tuesday, you know, there aren't a lot of people shopping on a Tuesday during the winter.
Spring break.
You just, now there are. Yeah.
People are out there.
Yeah. They are out there.
Preparing for the lake here.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a great summer.
Do you have like a countdown timer anywhere or anything?
I'm so excited.
Like that?
Just in my heart, I do.
Is there a temperature or is it more based on the day? Like, is it
temperature? Yeah, like this weekend or even yesterday, it was so nice. You know,
it got a little chilly last night, though.
It did. It's going to be a little cooler the next couple days. But yeah, just as soon as it's nice enough where I can sit outside and float around in the lake and be
happy. It's all vibes.
It's just vibes.
Right. Yeah. But the water stays cooler in the lake for.
It does
I mean?
Stay like cool for a long time. Yeah,
you gotta bite the bullet.
I got into about my ankles over the weekend.
You did?
Very cold. Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah, there you go.
Definitely not.
Out there doing the work for everybody else.
Bill, you bought your new swim skibbies for the upcoming season yet?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't. I bought new swimsuits. Maybe it was like 2 years ago. Okay. And that was like the first time I'd gotten new swimsuits. I'd just been wearing shorts.
Yeah, that's a typical shelf life.
Yeah. And well, before that, I hadn't bought any since high school. So about 15 years.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's
you're
a long time.
Getting plus averages years, over yeah. here. You're really crushing the industry right now.
Right. But
they,
yeah.
They need you.
I'm all set up. I got some nice ones and I got some Columbia ones.
Do you go for the solid pattern or are you more of
now
like
mix
the,
it up.
The vibrant?
I'll mix it up.
Like you wear a different top than a bottom?
No, I usually wear the same top.
Okay.
Absent.
Got
it.
I know.
One size fits all.
Correct. Yeah. Bottoms, I'll mix it up.
Okay. Is that a thing, Mames, for the girls? You know, because that was the thing, like the mix and match at
yeah,
one point.
Kind of,
probably
yeah.
nice to have yes, options.
Just options.
I feel like at Target, it was pretty prominent.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
know why
still,
I'm back to Target again.
Still
you know
the
I mean?
Thing now. Yeah. Well, a lot of times you need different sizes for the top and the bottom. Girls do.
Oh,
so sometimes you do that mix and match.
The
thing.
Mix and match game. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't think about it like that.
Now, Rob and I, one summer, a couple summers ago, bought each other bathing suits.
Mm-hmm.
I bought him, oh, it was fun. I bought him some pink ones with flamingos on them. Very cute. The one he bought me is what I call my boat bathing suit. I can't wear it around other people. You just wear it on the boat.
That's a private
by yourself.
Date night. That's a private
yeah.
date night one.
Yeah.
Buying clothes is like, for Demi, is like one of the things I just dread the idea of like for gifts. And I can even go back to most recently. So I got her some Lululemon for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She likes Lululemon.
Most ladies do.
But they don't have the, you know, small, medium, large. Like you don't walk in. It's
number
not
tradi- size.
Numbers. The way y'all have designed your clothes system with numbers, nobody understands it. I'm going to be clear with you right now.
I
absolutely
fully protest
nobody.
It every day of my life. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, and as a gentleman trying to buy lady clothes, even more of a difficult situation to where.
It's easier to just turn your back and walk out of the store.
Well, I pulled the move of, I like this style. I'm not declaring anything related to the size. I merely grabbed what during the horde of people that were in there scavenging.
Oh, I see.
Come back, though. Here's the gift receipt. Exchange
you
for
panicked.
Whatever size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you can buy your own gift now. That's what you did.
Kind of, but I got the design. I at least showed effort on the design. Again, I sat through the war-torn haven of Lululemon at Christmas time. And I feel like that's enough of a gift.
That is a gift. That is a gift.
We've got a guest today. They've got a new name, though, so I can't.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 7:18 on this little Friday. You know, as the week gets closer and closer to the end, there's things start happening out there. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Justin and Maney. There's no accidents to report at this time. Traffic from Statesville down to Charlotte, southbound 77. Things are looking pretty good. There'll be your typical slowdowns in the Huntersville area. There's just pockets of heavy traffic. 77 northbound from Charlotte to Statesville. Again, it's not too heavy, but there are places where might be a little bit of a slowdown in the Huntersville Cornelius area. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any problems, so we're on our way to Friday.
On our way to Friday. Jeff, how you feeling about the games this weekend? Who you leaning into? We're into the, what, Final Four, I believe, mm-hmm. this weekend.
It is.
Yeah, my prediction would be Connecticut and Purdue. But NC State is, you know, you can't underestimate them. They've been the Cinderella this year.
Jeff going with the safe bet. I'm not arguing with it, sir. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Y'all have a great morning.
You too. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. And today's Thursday, so they're going to Winston. You got to go to Winston today. Only a dollar. Pick you up at your front door in Iredell County. Drive you to Winston. A dollar back. Killer deal. Absolutely killer deal. You know what else is a killer deal?
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird is a winner.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Today's word of the day on this wonderful, glorious April the 4th, 4/4/24.
4/4/24.
The word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April the 25th through the 28th.
Wilkes Community College.
Wilkes Community College. Beat me to it. Yeah.
Old Crow Medicine Show's
headlining. Old Crow Medicine Show's headlining.
You got Turnpike
you
Troubadours.
You got Turnpike Troubadours.
The Teskey
Brothers. The Teskey Brothers.
Nickel Creek.
There's an echo in here.
Some hits.
Some hits. Hit. Today's word of the day is retinue.
Retinue.
For those following along at home, we're dealing with a noun here, all right? So it gets tricky and elusive.
Conjugatical?
No. R-E-T-I-N-U-E. R-E-T-I-N-U-E. Retinue.
Do you happen to have the national origin?
In front of me, I do not. It's Anglo-French.
Okay.
Middle English.
Okay, perfect. Can I have a sentence?
The venue relies on a retinue of workers to carry out large events.
A whole bunch.
Variety. A gaggle. Krusty.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are... I feel like if you combined what you said, you're kind of on it.
A crusty gaggle.
A large variety.
A large variety of crusty gaggles.
More specifically, and you guys are pretty close. You guys are pretty close. Don't hit the horns. You guys are pretty close.
Can we get another sentence, please?
Oh, you want another? Okay. Justin and Mamie... Hold on, let me make sure I'm reading the right sentence here. Justin and Mamie, with their infectious energy and engaging banter, attract a loyal retinue of listeners to their radio show, Good Morning LKN, every day.
Slew.
I can't think of anything else other than a lot.
A lot is correct.
A significant quantity.
But now you...
Whoa.
Of...
A lot of people?
Skilled. Skilled.
Skilled?
Workers.
Work!
Yay, that's it. Good job.
A retinue is a group of helpers, supporters, or followers. Retinue. So you guys were good. You were right there. You know what I mean?
The labor force. That's what I should have said from the beginning.
A group of helpers, supporters, or followers.
Gotcha.
The workforce.
<That's it. laughs> You beat me to it.
Yeah.
Retinue. That new at the end is
that
a little.
New. I think that's the Anglo-French.
N-U-E.
Yeah.
All right, word of the day there.
I saw you going, not being able to get off like a retina.
Yeah, I was real close to that.
I was just stuck in the renew. It sounds like renew, too. So that's not
renew good. Your retina. That's where where I was at.
Yeah.
I heard the word braggadocious on TV yesterday. Wasn't that one of our words?
Yes,
of the day?
It was.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, oh, I've heard that word. I don't know what it means.
I think we actually had braggadocio.
It was different, right?
It was, yeah, it was slightly it was different.
A little bit different. That's right.
Yes.
Do we remember what that definition? No? Okay. We don't have to go there. Killer deal, though.
10 points if you remember.
Merle Fest going on April 25th through the 28th. If you're part of Merle Madness right now, the NCAA March Madness Bracket
Merle
Challenge.
Merle Madness!
We're getting close to the end to announcing a winner. We'll get a 4-pack of tickets to see Merle Fest. We got some upcoming promotions for Merle Fest coming up. Some ticket giveaways should start next week to see if you want to go. And if you want to hang out at Merle Fest, we're going to give you that opportunity. Killer deal. The newest deal that we launched yesterday, actually, came out yesterday officially, the WSIC app. So if you want to take WSIC with you wherever you go, because we understand technology, we understand that you're listening on many of the different platforms that we are streaming
prepare
on.
Prepare to be astonished.
Whether audio or video, you have the live stream happening on the WSIC News app, so you can download it on the iOS or the Google Play Store. And you can listen to us. You can also watch us. We have the video live stream embedded in there. And maybe there's a certain set of shows you're really digging these days. You're really leaning into some of our elected officials. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you really like...
All Things Sane had a pretty good show yesterday with Derry and David. I combined their names. I said Derry. David and Larry. David Goble, Larry Shaheen.
That was they put
those
on,
guys are energy.
Yeah, that's as far as political shows go, definitely up there. Or maybe some of the business shows we've got, like mm-hmm. Joshua Dobie, whose show is live on Thursdays from 4 to 5, which I believe
today
he's on a remote location.
He's
today.
In a remote location in Ireland,
and so he'll be doing his show, assuming that you
live.
Know,
sound check went great.
Oh, it did. Okay, yeah. Good. And if you missed the show, you can go back and listen to it on demand anytime through the app. And here's the sweet spot for you. These days, I'm always looking for, like, I love the idea of couponing, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like the TV show,
it's like,
you know,
a win.
They're going to throw the big party and somehow they end up everything's for free,
right?
That they get in the coupon. That I like that. I like the idea of that. I like finding deals. Well, the WSIC app has local deals.
That's right.
So businesses that are coming alongside and partnering, which is only $99 a month for the business, which is a killer deal.
Prepare to be astonished.
They then put forward a local deal for you as a listener. And so if you go to the WSIC app, for instance, the very first business that came on board with the WSIC app was ISI Elite Training in Denver.
Yep.
And she was a guest previously.
She's been here on the show. I've been out there to work out with them.
So ISI is... course style. It's not high intensity interval training.
It is kind of like that high intensity, but it's more athletic based training is what they call it. So, but different stations, you know, 2-3 minutes at a time. So you don't get bored. You get a lot of different things and different days that they focus on different, you know, leg day, arm day.
You'll know that you've been working out.
You'll definitely feel the workout. Yeah.
Of course.
So ISI Denver, one free session and in-body scan plus $50 off first month of membership.
That's a great deal.
That's a strong deal. Greystone Lodge, you got 15% off. We've got Brighter Smiles, Nina's Boutique also, and then other businesses that are onboarding right now that are being added to the app as we speak. And so if you want local deals, you can do it through the WSIC.
So it's more than just listening.
Well, so the listening is nice because you can do that anywhere. You know, you got Apple CarPlay, you got maybe one of these fancy EVs, and you like to connect your apps to your... We now enable you to do that and take mm-hmm. us with you. But beyond that, also watching and then on demand, you get the local deals.
That's fantastic. Sounds like you're bringing the community together.
There's a concept on the app that I want to introduce that we haven't talked about yet. So there's a lot of functionality in the app.
Yes.
Some features we will roll out. There's one that is actually enables to connect you directly into the studio with us. It's called the drop a line feature. If you get frisky today, try the drop a line feature and let's see what happens.
Oh, that's kind of
you can connect
crazy.
In yeah directly to whoever's hosting the show at that time. You can send them basically an audio message right from the app.
That's going to be fun.
Pretty wild.
Can't wait to hear some of those.
Yeah. So drop a line. You can do that in the app too. If you've maybe you've never been on the radio, but you've been curious to like give your thought on a topic on one of the shows on the radio. Well, this enables you to do it because we're not going to just, you don't have to like, oh my gosh, I'm going live on the radio. But
right.
You can send an audio message, which is pretty cool
that
to the host.
Cool. That's so very cool.
Maybe you want to talk to the sheriff. Maybe you want to talk to Pat Reynolds, host of Home Ad. I don't know. There's a lot of different things you do. Now that show you definitely want to call into because it's just getting wild over there.
That's a good time over there.
All right. Whataburger coming to North Carolina. We talked about this last week.
A few weeks. Yeah, at some point. Food.
I don't know if this was a Whataburger. I shouldn't probably pinpoint one particular brand for this because somebody was trying to walk across the U.S. border from Mexico with a hamburger, and the hamburger was stuffed with fentanyl.
Mm-mm.
This is how they were trying to. This is like a made burger, like as if just went through the drive-through and then, hey, I'm going to go to America. But in between me getting this burger and walking across the border, I'm going to stuff this thing with fentanyl.
That's crazy.
Should Whataburger be? I mean, again, I probably shouldn't
Whataburger's not doing this. We don't want to give Whataburger a bad name.
Okay. No, they're coming from Texas and coming here. We want to welcome them.
They're not doing that. No. That's crazy, though.
Is this the new? I mean, is this that crazy? This seems like simple compared to a lot of ways they're probably getting drugs across the country.
So I got hooked on this show for a little while. I can't remember what it's called, but it's about the Border Patrol.
Wow.
So like at airports and at, but they do a lot on the Mexico border and just the different ways that people try to sneak drugs into the country. It's crazy. But this is what they said on the show, that they'll like test stuff like this in like one burger, see if it gets caught. And then if it doesn't, then like, oh, we'll just send, 50,000 cheeseburgers.
We've had an influx of cheeseburgers into the country.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. It's crazy though.
What happened to the good old days when it was just like, put it up your butt or something like that,
figure all those people out though. They got to find new ways to do things.
That's the old trick. The problem is that's the old way. That's from the 80s. That one doesn't work very well.
Need something for the 2020s now.
All right. We got a guest coming up next. The coffee shop.
Yeah.
Formerly known as Figs.
Yes.
In Corntown.
Yeah.
They're joining us
here.
Brand
new concept. Yeah.
Brand new concept. The coffee shop coming up next.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy little Friday to you. Hope you're having a good one. Join now by Cass of The Coffee Shop. Good morning, Cass.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. Now, The Coffee Shop the coffee shop name is new.
Yes.
But the space, the location, you probably know it as Figs.
Figs.
And now The Coffee Shop.
Yes.
So you've made a change. You've gone from rather than late nights and hangovers to early mornings and sunrises. Is that the change we're going for here?
Yes. A good mix, I guess, if you can say. One of our posts mentioned wake and bake, so.
I love it.
Yeah, so we're going to bring some fun to the lake, yeah.
And so Figs, formerly Figs, now The Coffee Shop, is attached to Twigs. So tell us about the concept you guys are working on. Cool name, by the way, The Coffee Shop. How simplistic. I wonder what they sell there, right?
Yeah, wonder. Yeah, so that one of the big reasons for the name was when we originally had the bar Figs, there was a lot of explaining every single day of what Figs was. And so we had another name. I can share that with y'all before we came up with The Coffee Shop.
Sure.
It was called High Tide. That's what the name of the coffee shop
was. High Tide.
Yeah, High Tide.
Okay.
We thought it went well with the lake. Yeah. And
it's vibey. I get it.
Yeah. And we were sitting there having a meeting, and one of our significant others was like, well, what about just The Coffee Shop? I was like, yeah, we don't have to explain anything.
No question about
the biggest pain point of 2.5 years gone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People are just going to be driving by and be like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's what you guys do.
Yeah, exactly. And so that we really liked that idea. So we were like, okay. And we actually, searched, and the name hasn't been taken. I don't know how. But yeah, so the vibe is going to be, so we have Twigs, the dispensary. And the coffee shop's really going to feed off of that. Your clientele's very similar between your coffee and your cannabis products.
Deep thinkers.
Yeah. Working from home.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And so we decided that we wanted to bring somewhat of an Amsterdam-style coffee shop to Cornelius. And so you can come in, if you will. They call it a consumption lounge. We're really going to be pushing the coffee. You will be able to infuse your coffees. We're going to have slushies, teas. You're going to be able to infuse those with your cannabis products like D9, D8, CBD. But you're also, the really cool thing that we're going to be able to do is we're able to keep our liquor license.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're actually,
As a coffee shop. That seems unique. Is that a common scenario?
No, we actually didn't think it was going to happen. And so we just did some research, called some people that we needed to make sure we were doing the right thing and we weren't crossing any boundaries. And everybody okayed it. So we are going to be a little, strict, if you will. We're not going to allow like heavy intoxication, which, you know, we never really did, but nothing to where it could make anybody sick or they're getting, you know, anything that would really mess them up. So you're going to be able to come in. Like I said, you can order a coffee. You can infuse it with cannabis. You can infuse it with alcohol. You can put Bailey's. You can put, you know, Kahlua, whatever mm-hmm. you want in it.
Seems like a breakfast drink.
Yeah, right. Or it's definitely a Saturday. get your weekend going, you know. And then we're going to have slushies. So we'll have slushies all the time. You're going to be able to do the same thing there. You can just either have a, you know, regular slushy. You can infuse it with some of our cannabis products, or you can infuse it with alcohol too. And so we're going to have a, you know, a heavy coffee menu, espresso. We've went all out on all the equipment. So we should have some of the nicest equipment around town, to be able to supply the, Cornelius with a great cup of coffee.
2.5 years as Thigs, what is it that the market has told you guys that like leads you to believe like coffee shop is the right way to go? Right. Cause you guys have, I'm sure, have sat down, talked about like, what was that moment? Like, can you recall that moment? Like, this is what we need to do.
Yeah. Actually we were, down, it was me, my business partner, our significant others. We went and had like a brunch, if you will, in Plaza Midwood.
I'm a big fan of brunch. Yeah, totally get it. Absolutely.
Exactly. I wish we could have brunch at the coffee shop. That'd be awesome. Yeah, so we went to the Undercurrent. I don't know if y'all are familiar mm-hmm. with them in Plaza. And we were sitting there, and that's really where the name High Tide. We were sitting there, and we were like, man, we could do a coffee shop. Instead of, because our initial thought, we were really going to just do a consumption lounge. We were just going to be really fed off of Twigs and do just all consumption next door.
Lean into what's working. I mean,
lean into it hard, yeah. You know. But then we walked into Undercurrent and it was, you know, vibing.
Yeah.
And we were like, all right, this is cool. And so we started really throwing around the idea around. And so that's where, you know, we decided, okay, people like coffee. So we started looking at numbers. And what a lot of people don't realize is the numbers of the average American, 75% of all Americans drink coffee. Mm. 70% drink alcohol. 50% of all Americans drink a cup of coffee a day. Mm. Only 20% drink an alcoholic beverage a day. Mm-hmm. So if you just look up those numbers, I mean, yeah. Our business should double just overnight.
Yeah. The demographic for you guys in this consumption style coffee mm-hmm. shop, because you know you'll see people come in and out, right? And there's a lot of first time.
Hey, can I get the D9?
You got the D9. They're looking both ways before they walk out the door.
Looking for them, yeah.
Because there's a lot of talk right now, like what's legal, what's not, right, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you guys are in on that regulatory side. We can have another full discussion about that. I have no doubt. Mm-hmm. So this concept of consumption and coffee shop, what's kind of been the feedback from the people you've talked? Because I'm sure you guys have thrown it past multiple people. Mm-hmm. What's been the feedback thus far on the concept idea?
Well, it's kind of like when you have a conversation with anyone, right? And you're talking about cannabis. It's always kind of like, are we cool to talk about this? Like, is it okay to put cannabis in your coffee? Yeah. Like, am I going to be accepted if I do that? And so when we bring it up and we talk to people about it, one, you get, oh, we really, you know, the cocktails. But then most people are like, oh my gosh, that's really cool. Of course, the big question we get is it all going to be infused? And no, I mean, we are a coffee shop that you can infuse your drinks if you like. And so the response that we've been getting is fantastic. I mean, you know, not as much on your social media, like I'll be there. It's more like in the DMs.
In the DMs, yeah.
In the DMs, I'll be there. Just don't tell, wink, you know? So, yeah.
Don't tell my mom.
Yeah, exactly. It is funny. But like yesterday we had a nice gentleman, older gentleman came by. He's dealing with some arthritis and he came and grabbed a pre-roll and just sat on the front patio and blazed and
there was the day.
Yeah.
There
it is. And you see him walking off, he's smiling. And I'm like, that's exactly what we want. You know?
It's definitely a different culture that maybe in Europe they're used to right at this point in certain areas where, okay, America, we're trying to figure this thing out. What does it look like? So for people that come into the coffee shop, are you using like local coffee places like for sourcing or how are you guys doing that whole concept?
Yeah, so that was one of the biggest things we've been studying over the last like month is who we wanted to partner with. That was really important to us. When we opened Twigs, we did the same thing. We spent a lot of time on who we were going to partner with to get our product from. And that's been really important to our success because the quality. And so we wanted to do the same thing. So we spoke to like 8 or 9 different roasters, some not local, some majority of them local. And we ended up going with Night Swim.
Night Swim.
Yeah,
Night
Swim.
Yeah. Have you heard of
them? No, I have not.
You
have
a fantastic coffee. The way we kind of stumbled across them is after we decided, okay, we're going to do a coffee shop, it's going to be consumption. Now, what coffee do we have, right? And we were having brunch again. And we left and we're like, we need to go have a cup
there's
of coffee.
There's a pattern here. There's a pattern.
Ideas over brunch.
Yeah, exactly. And so we were like, all right, well, let's go have a cup of coffee and talk more about this. So right near my house, they just opened up a new coffee shop, Night Swim, but they own several locations. And they're a pretty big roaster. But they actually supply all the coffee to Undercurrent, not just coffee. And they're the owners of Night Swim own not just coffee and Undercurrent.
Okay.
And so that was really important to us because, again, we are a coffee shop and we wanted to make sure that we had the support of people that knew coffee shops. A lot of these roasters out here know roasting. They know their coffee, but they might have one or two shops. You know, Night Swim up under their umbrella, they've got like, I think, 12 or 13 different coffee shops in Charlotte. And so they've
So the infrastructure is there that you guys were looking for and that kind of aspect. Mm-hmm. So how early, what will be y'all's hours? Do you have hours picked out yet as far as?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely opening at 7 throughout the week. On the weekends, we're tooling with either 8 or 9 a.m. In the evenings, we'll be closing. We haven't quite nailed it down. That's why if you look on our social media, it says TBA right now. But you're looking somewhere between 9 and 10 o'clock at night. So we're going to be open a lot later than your typical coffee shop because we have the alcohol and because we have the consumption.
Now, some coffee shops are designed for, okay, come hang out, stay for a while. Some are more, okay, get your coffee and go. How would you describe the atmosphere you guys are trying to create for people?
Get your stuff in. No. no, we want people to hang out. So we've went in and we've purchased new chairs, new furniture, new tabletops. We're trying to make it a little more cozy in there. So before with, you know, Thigs, we try to make it a little bit nicer, you know, date night spot. You can still do that, but it's going to be a lot more relaxed. Tables are bigger, chairs are more comfy, because we want people to come in throughout the day and sit on their laptop, do some work.
Any bakery stuff? You got like the bakery
goods?
Yes,
so we're partnering up with a bakery in Huntersville.
Nice.
So we'll have fresh pastries every
day. We love local collabs. There you go.
That's what we want. Yeah, support local. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Cass is hanging out with us. The Coffee Shop, formerly known as Thigs. Can you stick around for another segment?
Of course. Let's go.
Okay, let's see. Maybe we'll talk about some combos. How does this, like the infusion, I don't know.
He's got the D9. I think he'll maybe
some J8. In my back pocket.
Coming back.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 747. I'll take a number 11, please. Can you double down on the D9, remove the D8, and I'll take that to go. Do you put cream and sugar in that or no? Is that what it's going to be like?
Would you like that infused too?
We're talking with Cass of the coffee shop, formerly known as Thigs, the coffee shop. So do you guys have a grand opening day coming up? Like you're going to do a big celebration kind of thing with the changeover? What are you guys doing there?
420.
Okay. All right. Wow. Lined up. April 20th. The coffee shop where you can get infused coffee, more of an infusion center sounds cool. Is that like a term we could throw out and see what
happens? Let's start it.
Okay. Thigs connected to Twigs. Twigs will remain. Thigs now becoming the coffee shop. So don't show up there at like 10 o'clock to do karaoke. Show up at 7 a.m. to have a nice cup of coffee.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Just want to make sure people are aware of that. I feel like they should know that.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you guys got a new setup going on in there. You're going to have the local bakery stuff. You're going to have the infusion. And people can come and hang out at the coffee shop. This isn't a take your coffee and go.
We're going to offer of course, your quick pick up and go. We're going to have online orders. You're going to have delivery too. So if you like do DoorDash or...
Oh, you're going to do DoorDash.
We're going to do it all.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Now, as far as like the infused,
sure,
you have to get that.
That would be tricky, I would imagine. They probably got some rules, I would imagine. That
the wrong person gets the wrong hand.
The driver, wait.
Stuff starts disappearing.
Getting a lot of calls. Your background, obviously as an entrepreneur, and as you guys are coming up with these concepts, 2.5 years in Cornelius, you guys have seen a lot of change in Cornelius.
Yeah.
You got Mills Market coming soon. Yes. How are y'all feeling about the upcoming changes, the vibe of downtown Corntown?
Extremely pumped. You know, with everything that's getting approved, with everybody moving in, everybody moving up from Charlotte, you know, out from out of state, it's awesome. You know, we have a very, I think, good corner there on Catawba.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, strong yeah, spot.
Yeah,
strong
location. We got parking, you know, behind the building.
What?
And I know.
Oh, I hit the air horns and oh, there we go. Let me hit it again. Hold on, wait. He has parking. Oh, hit again. One more. Wait. There we go. There. He has parking. There it is. We made it work.
Yes.
That's yes. Identity infusion.
I was
going
to say, what
morning.
Do you see? Yeah, yeah, what's yeah, in yeah, your yeah, yeah.
You stopped by somewhere else, didn't you?
So for downtown Cornelius, can do you think that this will play into maybe like the social district aspect at all? Walking around in the morning, like will we have a morning scene? You think there in downtown Cornelius when this is all?
I would hope so. I mean, right now you go by and there's not much. You just everybody's driving to and from work. There's not really, you know, there's the new coffee shop right down the road from us. But we're hoping to be that spot on Catawba where people come out, they can park, they can walk up from, you know, there's a bunch of new development going up behind the building there, behind Twigs and the coffee shop. And so we're expecting and we're hoping that people want to walk up and just take their dog on a walk, grab a cup of coffee, sit out in the front patio.
Everybody talks about nightlife. You know what I mean? Like everyone wants to focus on the nightlife scene and all that. But the breakfast scene is a real thing out there that I think we could lean into more here locally. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Especially at the brunch scene. You know, you talk about going and getting brunch on Saturdays. And right now in downtown Cornelius, there's not really a whole lot open for that. So, yeah.
I bet you Nina's throws a good brunch too, doesn't she?
She throws a good party anytime.
Nina's day. Oh, yeah. Night. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a hoot. She comes by. She's like one of my biggest supporters.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She's awesome.
She's there for a party anytime.
Yes.
So will Twigs open the same time then as the coffee shop? How does that work now with the differentiation?
So, yeah. So Twigs right now opens at noon.
Okay.
We are going to be pushing that up to 10 a.m. So when we grand opening on 4/20. The hours will change for Twigs as well. So we're going to, when we close, so not right now, they Monday through Wednesday, they close at 9.
Okay.
Thursday through Saturday, they close at 11. And on Sundays, they close at 7. And so the coffee shop, we're going to try to be very similar hours when it comes to closing time.
So, okay, so you know what, I don't know if you can share any, like what the menu will entail. How do you take your coffee? Because you drink coffee, obviously. How do you like to take your coffee? Infused or non-infused, either way, I'll let you choose.
So, I mean, it depends on what you're doing, if you want it infused or not, you know. But
big meetings today.
Yeah, big meetings. Yeah, so no more than 5 milligrams. No, so I'm a big latte fan, pistachio preferably.
Ooh.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah, oat milk, you know.
Okay.
On the oat milk, if you will. But we're going to have the all the different milks and flavors and anything. We're going to have the cortados and the cappuccinos and their, you know, all your typical stuff. So the menu is going to be very well-rounded. We're going to also offer teas.
Ooh.
We're not going to start as heavy on the teas. Eventually, we will
cold
get
tea
there.
Or hot tea, because that's a thing, right? Like I'm not on the tea game, but I know people are.
Yeah, me, I'm not as much either. But it is a very big aspect of a coffee shop, and so we're going to start off with a few, and then we're going to ramp it up as we.
My wife had sleepy time tea last night. You guys gonna lean into the sleepy time tea kind of concept at all?
I don't think we'll need the sleepy time tea.
Make your own sleepy time.
Yeah. With our other infusions, it'll get you nice and sleepy. So,
will you guys look to make like? Because if I think about like, okay, the McGriddle, and I know McDonald's is a terrible example, right? But I'm just throwing.
Hey, listen, I'm in for it. Put me out there. I'm on every corner.
Are you gonna have like, you know, the coffee shop espresso? Like, you know, are you gonna try to do some unique things with the coffee? Obviously the infusion is, but in the branding of the coffee, like everyone's going to know what a number two is basically. I'm trying to think through it like that. Does that play at all or no? Does that
no,
not matter?
No, I mean, we haven't put much thought into that. We are going to have your typical coffee menu.
Latte. I would like a latte, please.
Yes, yes. You know, one pump of unsweet vanilla, please. Yeah, so we're gonna do that, but we will have a, you know, like a special menu and a seasonal menu that comes out for you.
Pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice. Like the other day I went by to pick up our coffee for our order from Night Swim, and they have a tiramisu latte.
Oh, that's
tiramisu
a good one.
Sounds yummy.
Banging. Yeah. I mean, I got it, and I sent it out to the group, and I was like, we're had. So this is tiramisu will be on the menu.
Tear down the whole menu.
Yes, this is the one. This is it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm real into the lavender lattes these days. Have you had one of those yet?
Yes, I have.
I know you would. Mm-hmm. You say it and you think no, but then you drink it and you're like, yeah.
I think clean bed sheets. Oh, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Linen. No, lavender's big. Yeah, my girlfriend. She's that's her like go to right now. Yeah.
Mames, you're big on the iced brews.
I'm an iced coffee girl.
Iced coffee. Okay. You guys gonna have the iced coffee game?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, all of it. We're going to have iced coffee. We're going to have the your cold brews and all that.
That's a popular thing these days, like the cold brew and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and the foam or the, what is it on top? Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
And changing now into like hotter weather, right? Mm-hmm. I imagine the cold, do you consider that because of the weather concept or no?
It's year-round. I drink iced coffee all year round. Yeah.
It's kind of like me eating ice cream in the wintertime. Yeah. It's like, you know, why not?
Yeah.
My girlfriend does the same thing. I'm like, you know, I got a hot cup of coffee over here. It's 20 degrees outside. She's like, ice, please.
Yes, more ice, please. Yeah.
What are some of the other kind of concepts you guys are wanting to roll out with it? Is there anything else? Or, hey, let's just keep it as simple as we can. It's a coffee shop. It's an infusion-based place. You come hang out, enjoy it, and then it'll speak for itself.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. We don't want to complicate it too much. We did a lot of that with Figs. We threw a bunch of stuff in there, and so we wanted to go just a lot more simple, a lot more relaxed when it comes to the coffee shop. One of the really cool things is we are going to have like a wake and bake special, so you'll be able to come in and either get like a you'll get a cup of coffee and you'll be able to get like a infused brownie or cookie or like a pre-roll. So that'll be a special that's on the menu. We're going to start you know, going out to a bunch of different events and you know, putting tents up and stuff like that.
Being out there in the community.
In the community.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
We've already got a couple set up for this spring and summer, which is really cool. But we're also going to stay involved on the social district with Old Town Public House. You know, I have a great relationship with Case. Yeah. And so he was hitting me up the other day and he's like, hey, you know, we got our next event coming up for Cinco. He's like, are you in? And I was like, oh, I'm not going anywhere. We're here. You know, we still have alcohol. So, you know, we'll have tacos that day.
Breakfast tacos.
Exactly. That's a good idea. There you go. Write that down. Right.
TM.
If you need more food ideas,
we're the ones.
You got it. Okay. Here you come.
Perfect. Yeah. So we're still going to do that. A big idea. I've still got to make sure, of course, we're covered, but we're looking at getting a like a outside in the parking. So when we do those larger social district events, we can have that like blocked off, similar to like Old Town Public House, where you can come and have seating, mm-hmm. and we're gonna have a bar out there where you can get drinks, so you don't have to go inside and fight.
Encourage those who maybe, like, let's say pre-COVID, were used to going to a place, sitting down, actually calming down for a second, mm-hmm. right? As compared to the go, go, go. You guys are inviting people back in. Encourage people that it's okay to like have a seat for a second. Can you? I've been trying to figure it out. Maybe you know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We've been trying to too. You know. So I have a restaurant in Georgia, and so that's a big thing as well, is trying to get people back out, mm-hmm. and like it's okay. You know, I mean, we're doing everything we can to make sure everything stays clean. Make sure, you know, you're still up to the protocols and keeping everything sanitary, stuff like that, making sure everything is up to par so we don't try to prevent from going back into something like that. But yeah, I mean, we're here for fun. We're here for good customer service. We do it clean. We do it happy and healthy. And so we'd love for everybody to come out and really support us.
All right, you've given some Charlotte places like Plaza Midwood some love. Favorite spots around Lake Norman, what you got?
Ooh, up on exit 31, I was just there for brunch. What is it? On the water.
Exit 31 on the water?
Not 31, 30.
Are you talking about Eddie's? Were you up at Eddie's?
No, 30 is Davidson. Davidson. You go to the
North Harbor.
North Harbor.
Yeah, North Harbor. Yeah, Club.
North Harbor.
Yeah.
Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Red Rocks.
Burkdale, you a fan of Burkdale and everything going on there?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah, I really do. I can't wait for Suffolk Punch to really get open and get rocking.
Bar Tacos got their grand opening coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
Bar
Taco. Yeah, I've seen that. Y'all had them on here, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited. It looks good. We went to Red Rocks last Friday, I believe, for dinner, and they were packed.
Yeah. Red Rocks has been there for a minute, and they know how to do it for whatever. They've done it the right way for whatever.
Yeah, they were doing good, but Bar Taco was slammed. Yeah. I don't know what they were doing. They were. I mean, I was walking in, I'm like, well, I mean, we can't change our mind. They're too full, but if they weren't that full, we would definitely be headed over there right now. So.
Cast of the coffee shop, formerly Figs in downtown Corntown, Twigs Remains, Figs now becoming the coffee shop grand opening on 420.
420.
Infusion-based coffee. You don't have to get the infusion-based. Nope. You can come and just have a regular coffee. Delicious coffee, I have no doubt. Looking forward to coming and trying and hanging out with you guys. Anything else you want people to know before you head out here?
No, we appreciate the town. We appreciate all the support we've had over the last couple of years, and we hope to keep that going.
There we go.
Thanks for having me.
Cast with the cops. Anytime. Yes, yeah. Sir. All right. Good morning, fam. When we come back, we got Greystone Lodge coming up at 8:30. Industrial sector wins again. New big news out of the industrial sector. Big part of Lake Norman. Coming back.
They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy little Friday to you. We got a call from Jeff at ICATS. There is an accident, mile marker 31. So Langtree Road, 77 southbound, backed up all the way to Brawley School already. Mm. So if you are heading south on 77 and you're at a standstill and you're wondering why, well, now you know. Doesn't make you feel any better.
Yeah.
But at least you're aware.
You know what's going on. But also, if you have not left yet and you don't want to sit in that traffic.
Alternative routes.
Well, I'll just write you a note. You can stay home.
That's true. 36, though, since it's back to Brawley, what you could do is hop on the toll lane. You could.
You could.
You could. It's going to cost you.
It is going to cost you about $5 per exit.
Per exit. All you got to do is make it really down to 25. Well, 23. Past 23.
Past
45.
23.
You really got to make it to 45.
You have to make it to, what's the one?
Hambright.
19, that's for.
1918.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's that's 18. Where it clears up.
Yeah. Unfortunately. That 4 or 5 lane wide is great down there.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So, accident again, 77 southbound, mile marker 31. It's backing up all the way into northern part of Mooresville. So, if you're north of that and you're heading south, seek alternative transportation. Want to remind you, Teacher of the Month. Teacher of the Month going
still
on.
Happening.
Continuously. Thanks to Nina's Boutique of Cornelius, offering a $50 gift certificate to the teacher that's won, as well as Brighter Smiles of Davidson, offering a free gentle whitening treatment to the teacher that's selected. You can nominate a teacher you know. WSICnews.com, WSIC News Instagram, LKN Memes Instagram, all these places, simple form, submit the teacher, and then we'll draw a winner at the end of the month. We chose Miss Moyer.
She
won.
The
end of this last month. Yep. Shepherd Elementary out of Mooresville. And congrats to her. She is on vacay this week for spring break, as several others
are. And then she comes back and she gets to get some white teeth.
Not bad.
Cute outfit. Ready to go back to school. Looking
good. Solid win.
Looking good.
We're going to talk to Greystone Lodge at 8:30. Ben McKeithen is, I think, on vacay this week. And so we're going to talk with, I believe, the sales director there at Greystone Lodge. She's going to keep us informed of the many wonderful things taking place in the high country. A lot of events. The weather's shifting. Just a beautiful place to go. You go up there for the fall to see the leaves change colors, and then now you can go up there for the spring to see the leaves being added back to the trees. Really is a beautiful sight to take a look at mountains as the literally sides of mountains are growing leaves on the trees. It's pretty wild. We also are going to be having a giveaway with Greystone and Merlefest because, you know, we got Merlefest tickets. We give away stays at Greystone Lodge. Good combo because Merlefest takes place at Wilkes Community College, just about 30 minutes down the road from Greystone Lodge. So you can have some excellent lodging while you see a great festival. And then we've got the WSIC app. Told you about it yesterday, telling you about it today. You want more local deals around, you want more discounts, more coupons, codes, all that kind of stuff. You just do it right through the WSIC app without having to put out any code.
So easy. We just make everything so easy for everybody. That's what we're here for. We're just here to make everyone's life easier, save them some money, tell them where to go, what to do.
Trying to make life easier like AI? Does AI make life easier or harder?
Its point is to make life easier. I wish AI would do my laundry.
We found the hamster tube machine. That's a step in the right direction. That's not AI. Industrial infrastructure. But Amazon announcing that it's planning to spend $150 billion on data centers as the world prepares for an explosion in demand for artificial intelligence. This is per Bloomberg, per Unusual Whales on Twitter. $150 billion pure data centers, all for AI.
So what are these? It's just to hold the data, the AI data?
It's probably just a bunch of supercomputers. I did see something on my timeline, whether or not it's real or not, I don't know, that Google has made a computer that is like really fast, like really fast. Can handle like equations that take a person like a month to solve. You know, we have math equations like that, right?
That
take people like a month to solve. I never understand that, but we do. And it's two. The answer is two. But this computer that Google made, and then so now Amazon's spending $150 billion on data and AI and processing. We have a heavy industrial space here. I mean, we got a lot of industrial in our market. Is this, you know, some, are we cool with data centers? More of that as far as industrial and filling up these buildings. That's different than shipping and receiving,
right?
Transportation, warehousing. This is different.
So these data centers, they're like, they have to be physical centers to hold these giant computers.
Yeah, like you got racks of computers and stuff because it's got to have the hardware, right, to process all of
the
this
things
stuff
that they're trying to do. All the AI stuff that they're trying to do. Are you okay with it?
I'm trying to think of if there's a negative.
That's what I'm wondering too. What's the negative of it? Is it just the AI has gotten, like, it's getting so big? I think the thing that concerns me more is that explosion for demand of artificial intelligence.
I don't know how many jobs we get created from this, right? That's my thing.
And I use AI every single day. Like, I appreciate it because I'm a terrible writer. I don't do enough explaining when I send an email. I'm just moving too fast sometimes. So I'm just like, yes, no. You fill in the blanks and figure it out. So AI does that for me.
That's the best part about it. It thinks for me.
People that I manage, they're like, you need to explain more sometimes instead of just running past me.
I did want a waffle instead of pancakes. How did you know that? My gosh.
So I think the explosion in demand for artificial intelligence, I just don't know how much research is going into that either. You know, like, what's good AI, what's bad?
Well, Amazon's probably spending money on it, right? They're about to spend $150 billion.
Well, I don't know if you guys are a little bit younger than I am, but the .com.
No.
Just a little bit. The .com boom. I was like just entering the workforce when that was happening.
The 2000s. What a rough time to enter the business world. Was that sad at a certain point?
I entered the business world in 2001.
Okay.
So I got to experience at a TV station 9/11.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is like day one? This is like your first day on the job?
This is pretty close. Pretty close into it. Yeah. I graduated in, I finished college actually in December of 2001, but I started working that semester before. So I got the job before I graduated. So August of 2001 is when I started. So I got to experience, 9/11 and then the .com bubble burst thing. I mean, it was a wild time to be working, especially in the media. It's a little bit crazy.
Well, and people feel that way probably right now with AI, right? In content creation, this is what we do every day.
So that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Like, is there going to be a point where this gets like so big, and then that bubble bursts? Like, everybody's putting everything into it. Are we going to?
I think certain tools will fall off because there's nothing like there's certain quote unquote proprietary concepts, right? But it's really knowledge base, right? Like, it's really what it is. So you're going to see. No different than OpenAI and the Sam guys. What is it? Sam Altman, was that his name? Yeah. Like the whole ousting of people and things moving around and big drama and the bigger companies like Amazon, like Google, probably engulfing the smaller ones that they think could be a success. Similar to Instagram, right? Like Facebook didn't create Instagram. They bought it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to see the same thing at this level. Now, where it gets interesting, I think, is like education. I think some workflow management. AI in even pricing, right? Like when we saw Wendy's put out that they were going to do the surge pricing.
Right.
We start seeing those level of things that it's less workforce, but it is a higher knowledge base for those in the workforce.
And then you have to supply whatever that education is for those people to learn these tools in that workforce. Yeah.
Because the businesses are going, small businesses even too, right? It's going to trickle down to a consumer level, right? We utilize AI tools, right? We're not some massive conglomerate, but we're using AI tools.
We're not a massive conglomerate.
I don't think we are anyway. I don't know. Don't let the suit fool you, you know? Yeah. No, I still eat a cheeseburger like everybody else. But it's going to consolidate down that you're going to have people with knowledge to use these tools.
Correct.
And that's where I try to encourage people to think about it. Like, hey, don't be scared of AI. Learn how to use it because you'll be in higher demand if you know how to operate these tools.
Absolutely.
You think a bunch of boomtangers are about to start using AI on a bunch of things?
I don't know.
They need us millennials to figure that out. That's it.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. That's morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. 8:18 on this little Friday. And I think we did set things off. Unfortunately, we got everybody all rowdy. Sorry, on the Jeff. 7 o'clock hour, but let's see how things are looking. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane. Jeff, are you waving past everybody as you're cruising in the HOV lane right now?
Well, it's been a little slow. I think Manny and you were not going to be able to talk about the lake in bathing suits because there was a three-car accident, 77 southbound, right before the lake, and it really slowed things down. They're probably still clearing that up, so be careful if you're around mile marker 31 to 30 right before the lake going southbound. Heavy congestion in the Cornelius, Huntersville area. Be careful of that. As you're going 77 south into the city of Charlotte, there's a little bit of a slowdown, not too bad. 77 northbound, 485 up through Cornelius. You'll have heavy congestion and slowdowns there. Secondary roads in Mooresville, Statesville, I've not heard of any issues there, but be careful if you're on 77 south in the Mooresville area.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate that. So 77 south, exit 31, backing up already. But if you cruise with Jeff in the HOV lane, you ain't got to worry about it. You can stare at the lake and think about bathing suits and do all that without causing an accident. So sorry, Jeff, we're trying it. We're trying to help people out.
So sorry. I hope you forgive me.
okay.
Jeff, we appreciate that. Have a good rest of your day. Drive safe out there. Look forward to chatting with you tomorrow.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. RideiCats.com. Today's Thursday, the day that iCats goes to Winston-Salem. If you need a ride to Winston, $1. Pick you up at your front door, take you to Winston, $1 to come back. It's that easy. Plenty of things to do in Winston. I went to some chicken spot in Winston with Ben a couple weeks ago. Rocky's Hot Chicken or something like that. There's some kind of place like that in Winston I went to.
Very cool.
It was pretty good.
Was it good?
Yeah. I don't like super spicy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get it like pansy style is how I ordered it. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they called it.
Yeah, that's what I get at Zaxby's, the wimpy.
Yeah, the wimpy.
Yeah.
That's about right. That's definitely about right. So we talked about the industrial space, Amazon leaning into AI. Amazon also making other pushes, it seems like here. I don't know how I feel about this one.
Okay.
Amazon pushing to eliminate packaging altogether.
Why do you feel indifferent about that?
So sometimes when you make the order on Amazon right now, you know how it gives you the prompt like, hey, put it in the manufacturer's packaging.
Oh, I know. I haven't seen that option.
It does have that on there. Okay. Some things I don't care. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, sure. I mean, if that gets it here by 5 p.m., sure. Why not? Amazon, right. I'll say yes. But the idea of just like clear plastic bags of everything, is that what this is? Or
So this article says that every year the U.S. goes through enough cardboard boxes for shipping to pave a 1 mile wide road from New York City to Los Angeles. Not once, not twice, but three times.
Dang.
Or to build a mile-high cardboard wall around the entire continental U.S.
I like that idea.
You like the wall?
Yeah, I'm pro-wall.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Of cardboard?
Of cardboard.
Yeah.
Amazon boxes.
When it rains, it's
I feel like my house.
Tricky.
Yeah, I feel like a year at my house, yeah, there's enough to build a wall around my whole house if I kept all the
yeah,
boxes from a year.
Yeah, every individual home. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, definitely I could. Could put a wall.
It's like
if everybody
chickens.
Does it, what are they going to do? We all do it.
The HOA president did it.
Start digging a moat. Yeah. What are they going to do? Anyway, so they're looking at getting rid of the packaging and just shipping things in its original packaging.
Here's a Keurig.
So, yeah, I wonder how that would work.
So they basically, whenever I do get an item that is in the seller's packaging, it's got still the shipping stickers
on the
box.
They still have
the
sticker. They said they could add like some extra tape or some reinforcements if they needed that for shipping. For me, though, like it eliminates the, hey, what came from Amazon? Well, I don't know. Let me go open it in the garage and find out.
But what happens if like, you know, you order like let's say Demi ordered Emmy some hair bows.
Yeah.
Little mini package. They're just throwing that around.
They're
like
just putting it in your mailbox. So I've had more instances of Amazon putting things in my mailbox too rather than dropping it on the porch. That's been happening.
Is that
too.
Legal? I thought that's a felony to touch people's mail.
Well, if it's mail for them, if there's a mail carrier.
It's a mail on mail.
So I think it's okay. So yeah, that's the only thing it would eliminate the, I'm just going to order a bunch of stuff from Amazon and it's in a mystery box. We don't know what's in there.
Do you think this drives sales down?
No.
Is there any ancillary potential effect of that here?
I'm going to say no. I think it increases the damage to that products could go through.
So more increase of returns.
Yeah, I think more increase of returns. You know what? I've gotten a couple of things damaged, like broken when they've arrived from Amazon. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to prove it. You just say it's broken. And they're like, okay, thanks. Here's your money.
Well, and some items, they don't even make you ship it back.
No,
because it's like it costs more to get it back than
right.
it just
they're,
to give you the
they're
refund.
Making so much money, they can just take the loss. So I couldn't believe it, though. I ordered some frames. They came cracked a little bit. And I just said, they're cracked. They're like, okay. All your money back.
Very lax on the return.
Throw them
policy.
Away.
For the returns, I do like the drop-off concept. I go to Kohl's. I'll do just like Kohl's drop-off. You don't have to put it in a box. Even UPS is one of the drop-off locations. I think Whole Foods is the only, because Amazon owns Whole Foods now too, right?
They just make everything so easy. So it's really easy. And now you can get next day delivery, overnight delivery. They've made it so.
I've gotten some where I've ordered it at 3, 4 p.m. and the next morning it's there by 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's
like some
crazy.
Items.
That's crazy. And now if you have to wait 2 days for it to be delivered, you're like, oh, 2 days. That seems like a long time now. But it's just, it's crazy.
And it plays, I think, into the whole local factor. Like, even local business, right? We as a business, we order things. We need technical hardware sometimes. We order from Amazon sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. Rather if it's not, super specialty, go to a niche store. So Amazon taking over these multiple sectors of direct-to-consumer, businesses utilizing Amazon and buying their products that they need for in their businesses to operate. Now we're just getting down to what Amazon hubs in every single city is.
I feel like there's going to be one in every town before too long. It'd be like Dollar General's just be Amazon hubs.
Just the dollar replacing breaking news. Amazon replaces Dollar General.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
I didn't say that because I love
a DG.
I said it'll be like the Dollar Generals that spring up overnight. Amazon
official Mamie take.
Yeah.
Dollar General is dead.
I love Dollar General. I wish we had one in Cornelius. It would make everything right in my life if there was.
Should we get, in addition to Amazon, should we get a professional hockey team here locally?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we can have some fun like they were. Was this last night? Was this game last night? I've said in the past, one of the things I like about hockey is the fact that they can just fight right on the ice. Like that the sport embraces just the concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's until what, you fall down or something like that is kind of what happens. Is you can fight until you fall. Well, New Jersey Devils, New York Rangers, literally the puck drops and a 5-on-5 brawl just ensues.
You think they're trash talking each other or something? What makes the fight start?
Maybe this is like their hometown rivalry, New Jersey and New
they're
York.
Just
is that
kick
is that
it what, off with
look,
a fight?
Instant.
Nothing happened.
All
they
of them.
Just drop
all
the gloves and just start punching each other.
We're just not going to play hockey. We're just going to fight. 5-on-5. Everybody drops the gloves. And again, this is acceptable in hockey.
That's
fist to face.
I don't get it.
On TV, refs skating around enjoying their infused lattes while this takes place. And I'm pretty sure it's until they just tire out. These guys start hugging each other.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, I guess in the 5-step process, hugging it out is probably
part of it.
Second
conflict
to the last.
Resolution.
But then besides that, it's until you fall down and they can just literally just punch each other in the face.
It's just so strange for me to watch this, and I've only been to maybe 2 hockey games, Charlotte Checkers games ever in my life, so I haven't watched a lot of hockey. I just, the refs just standing there watching them just punch each other in the face. It's just so
uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable to me.
Hanging out, having apps.
I'm going to just sit there and watch 2 grown men just punch each other in the face and be like, okay, you guys just
look,
let
they're
me.
Gonna be tired, too.
That's that Rangers kid.
Well, oh, that's the kid, right?
If you
there.
See him out there,
that's
opening
the one.
Opening tip.
That you know that there's
fighting.
Something about
it's
to go
happen.
Down.
Yeah.
So that's it. Rempe.
Rempe.
He's the one.
Coyote.
Coyote. Coyote. Rempe.
He's the troublemaker.
He's literally brand. Look at Benjamin Moore getting throwing the sponsorship out on it too here. New kid in hockey, young gun that is literally just brawling everybody he possibly can. And so maybe he's the inspiration for this.
Maybe. Yeah. It just cause I'm not a hockey fan, so I'm not used to it. So just seeing any other sport you watch, football, basketball, et cetera. And they, they start fighting, they immediately pull them apart. And that's what I'm used to seeing in sports. So Yeah, just to watch them just hit each other, and the refs are just standing there like, okay, y'all, just let me know when you're done.
Is it weird. Make you like hockey more?
It just makes me uncomfortable.
Fighting?
Yeah, just fighting in general. Grown men.
Physical.
Punching each other.
So just, like UFC, none of that?
Well, that's what they're there to do, I guess. And so maybe that's like, that's the sport is the fight. Maybe that's it for hockey too. I just have to get used to
it. It's definitely part of the sport.
Now, I'm not watching UFC. It's not like I'm hanging out on a Saturday
night.
You're
not following the current.
I don't even know where do you watch.
You'd probably be uncomfortable if in a UFC match they started playing a game of one-on-one basketball.
Correct.
Right, and the refs just didn't break it up.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right, that would feel uncomfortable.
Because, break it up.
Right,
this
in basketball.
Not 5-on-5.
In basketball, if they fight, right?
They pull them apart. In football, if they fight.
Sorry, yeah. I lost track. I thought you were saying if while playing hockey, they started playing basketball.
No, I said UFC.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Is Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, is that UFC or boxing?
That's a boxing.
That's boxing. That's coming up soon, too.
So that puts it, that does that lean it more toward Mike Tyson then, even though the age, just given that it's boxing and not UFC? So that means no taking to the ground, no kicking.
Definitely no, yeah. Yeah,
just that, that leans then in favor of Mike Tyson, do you
feel? No, because the other guy...
Jake Paul's quick. I mean, he's a boxer.
Does boxing. They both do boxing.
Who do you think is going to win that one?
Oh, don't put me on the spot.
It would be insanely disrespectful if Jake Paul...
Punched Mike
Tyson
in the face.
Came in and just like...
Just started pummel.
Right, it would just be...
I can't say that word, but yeah, that one.
But for his brand, I mean, that's really the only option he's got.
Yeah.
But what do you think? Do you think that they like try to make it? I'm sure it's choreographed in some sort of way. There's some talks ahead of time.
No, Mike Tyson was the type that his fights, if you go back and watch his stuff, he just knocks people out like as quickly as he can. Mm. I mean, literally, I think he's got the record for the quickest knockout, doesn't he? Still?
I think.
Even more than McGregor. Oh, I guess it's boxing, not UFC. I keep doing that. I'm sorry. I blend it all together. It's like, you know, they have different weight classes. It's almost like boxing, UFC. That's what it's become for me is like, are we kicking or not? Got Greystone Lodge up next. And then we're going to get to talk to Patrick Reynolds at Studio A at 845, somewhere in that range.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, okay, and 8:33. Happy little Friday to you. The weekend is coming up. Supposed to be, regardless of even it getting a little bit chillier again, it's still beautiful weather outside. Mm-hmm. It's that time of enjoying the sunshine, being outside. Maybe you got to layer up a little bit, but we always like to check in with our friends at Greystone Lodge, located in Boone, graystonelodge.com, G-R-A-Y. Ben McKeithen is on spring break, I believe, this week. So we got Miss Katie Jo joining us on the phone. Katie, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Another day in paradise. I think you could probably say that possibly even more than us. Are the leaves growing in on the trees there in Boone yet?
They're starting to bloom, absolutely. But this morning we did have a few snow flurries as well. It got a little chilly this morning.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Do you step outside when it snows, or you've seen it so many times you just stay inside?
I step outside when it snows now. I'm ready for that spring weather. It was about 70 degrees 2 days ago, and now it's snowing. So it's what we like to call up here a false spring. So we're getting there. We've got a couple more snows, maybe in the forecast, but we're all ready for that warmer weather.
We'll live vicariously through you. We're on, what, a 2 or 3 year snow drought, I think, down
here.
Lake Norman, north
side
of Charlotte. Yeah. Yep. A lot of things going on. Tweetsie Railroad. Tweetsie, you're a blast from the past. That's opening this weekend, right?
It is, and we are all super excited. As a local, I love Tweetsie. We have season passes when I was a kid, and I went every single weekend, you know, dressed up like a cowgirl and went and walked around and rode all the rides. And we loved watching all the shows and things and riding the train. And it's just a really fun experience for the whole family.
So you being born and raised in Boone, tell us some of your favorite things to do around the high country, because I'd imagine you know more than most.
Absolutely, yes. And now that it's starting to be springtime, some of my favorite things to do, I really like to go to Valley Cruces, which is, it's a close drive to the Greystone Lodge. So Valley Cruces has the original mass store, as we all know. There's also a wonderful restaurant in Valley Cruces called Over Yonder, which now that it's warming up, you can sit on their porch. It's this old house built in the 1800s, and they serve Southern eclectic food. And you can also pop down to the Valley Cruces Park, and you can go fishing in the Watauga River, walk around the track there, or play on the playground with your family, anything there. Valley Cruces is a really nice getaway that's close to Boone. There's also a lot of things downtown to do, especially in the springtime. We've got the farmers market coming back up, which I'm excited for. I go every Saturday from 8 to 12 in Boone. You can get a bunch of your local produce and things like that. It's a really good place to start your Saturday at.
So for locals that and you've seen many of this cycle, right? And I went to App State. So the summertime, the town in essence clears out, right? Like at least a significant percentage of the population because of the school being out. But those were some of my most fun memories was summertime in Boone. What's it like for those who may be coming through the high country during the summertime when college isn't in session?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll definitely see less traffic on the roads and see a little shorter wait times at some of the restaurants and things, which is really exciting. The Parkway is also a good place for you to stop by when you're coming through the high country with all those hikes and things, and the Moses Cove Manor on the Parkway. It's just another short drive from Boone. Everything's kind of, you know, short drives from the center of Boone, which is really nice if you're staying anywhere in Boone. There's always something happening here in the high country.
We're talking with Miss Katie Jo of Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Katie, you were born and raised there in Boone in the high country. Favorite place to hike during the beautiful summer months?
Wow, there's a couple. Yes. One of my favorites is actually on the Parkway. It is called Flat Top Hike. It is a hike that at the end of it, you are climbing a fire tower and you have 360-degree views of the area. And it's really cool to see that old fire tower on the Parkway and see the history behind that.
It's a great time to get outside and just enjoy, and the mm-hmm. views are spectacular. 44th annual Trout Derby coming up in Blown Rock. Is this like trout like the fish?
Yes, that is correct.
Tell us about the event.
So the Trout Derby. Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be the 44th annual Trout Derby. It's going to begin at sunrise this weekend on April 6th. And you're going to get prizes for the biggest fish in different age categories. So it's fun for the whole family. There's no entry fees that are required, and you don't have to register anything like that. You just show up and you can just take your catch to the clubhouse. And then there's a catch and release category as well. And you can get a photo of your catch with the measuring tape there. It's a really fun thing for the family to do. They're also doing a thing for kids where you can get a fish for fun bag, which has a tackle box, a regulation book, a bumper sticker, and a couple of other things for the kids, and a derby t-shirt as well.
Very cool. And it looks like Greystone Lodge is doing a post on Instagram about the 44th annual Trout Derby. So if you are a trout fisher or you got a kid that you're wanting to engage in the fishing game, this is a good opportunity and a great place to visit. Absolutely beautiful. Blowing Rock, love that. One of my favorite restaurants. I don't think it's called Canyons anymore. Is it called Canyons anymore, Katie? Yeah, go ahead.
It is not. It has changed names a few times. I'd have to double check and see what it is now, but it is the restaurant that has beautiful views of the park of the Blue Ridge right when you come into Boone and Blowing Rock.
The Summit tournaments, pickleball is all the rage down here, Katie. Is that different in the high country?
You know, we are seeing a pickup of pickleball up here in the high country. Personally, I wasn't super familiar with it, and I'm so glad that we have the Summit here now so people up here can start to get into pickleball, because I've visited the Summit, and it is a fantastic venue. It looks so much fun. It's a great place to take your family if it is more of a rainy day or something like that up here where you just need to do something inside but still be active. I mean, it is fantastic.
The Summit tournament's happening not this weekend, but next. So April 13th, noon to 4, food trucks, beer, music, silent auction, proceeds helping to raise funds for Community Care Clinic. That's happening, and like I said, next weekend. The Summit tournament's in the high country. And then some more tournaments happening toward the end of April. So much to do there in the high country. What's it like for the guests that come to Greystone? And maybe there's somebody like they found you guys, you have the best lodging possible for them, but they're looking for some help on things to do. How do you guys assist your guests in figuring out their itinerary for during their stay?
Absolutely. Our guests are more than welcome to come speak to the front desk if they have any questions about the area or need a little bit of help planning their trip during the day. Last week, it was a rainy day, and I told somebody to head downtown and do a little bit of walking. There's this antique mall downtown that's three stories, and it's just a good, fun place to walk around when it's raining. We've got a couple of other areas to do when it's raining, like Mystery Hill. You can always go shopping, like I said, downtown. There's another mass store downtown as well. And there's always something to do, whether the weather is sunny or snowy. Another thing that I also like to mention to people is the fact that just because our winter time's over does not mean that the Sugar Mountain and Beach Mountain are closed. There's always doing events up there as well. So I like to steer people that way. They always have hikes. Sometimes they'll do scenic chairlift rides as well, and all these other events up there on Sugar and Beach Mountain. They've got great views for our guests.
Is it Brad Paisley that's coming up there this summer for the who's the big country artist playing this summer at Appalachian Summerfest there at Kid Brewer Stadium? Is it Brad Paisley?
That is. That is correct. Yes.
Are you a Brad Paisley fan, Katie?
A little bit, yes. We're all excited for him to come into town.
A lot of great music festivals coming up. Plenty to do. Plenty of arts and cultural scene there in the high country. Merlefest coming up here at the end of April. We're planning a giveaway where someone's going to win a stay at Greystone Lodge as well as tickets to Merlefest. Absolutely beautiful. Katie, have you ever been to Merlefest before?
I have been to Merlefest a few times, yes. We also took a field trip there once when I was in school up here. It's a big thing for us up here in Boone.
So having grown up there in the high country in Boone, what's been your favorite, because you're still there, so I'm assuming you still like it up there. What's been your favorite thing and changes that you've seen and improvements to the high country area?
Of course, absolutely. I was born and raised here. I also attended Appalachian State as well. They're doing a lot of big innovations at the university, a lot of construction happening. One thing that I really like that they're going to be doing is a sort of a biodiversity center, which is going to be fantastic for students to learn more about all of the different flora and fauna up here that we have that are local to this area. So really just fascinated by all the big things that Appalachian State is doing. And just, you know, there's always things happening up here, and just seeing, I love seeing all of the people coming into the tourism industry that have never been here and just are just so amazed by it. Because sometimes whenever you grow up in a place, you kind of, you know, you look past it sometimes. But the really thing that I really love about the tourism industry up here in Boone is it kind of gives me a second look at it. It's like, wow, you know, I never noticed that. Or it's so nice that you see that this way. So just seeing Boone through the eyes of a tourist is just really fantastic. It just gives it a new perspective for us locals.
All right, Katie Joe, Director of Sales, Greystone Lodge, graystonelodge.com. That's G-R-A-Y. Full concierge-level service at a beautiful boutique stay. And if you download the WSIC app, 15% off your stay. We've got that deal going
That's
on
right.
with Greystone. The WSIC News app, you download that. There's the link to be able to get 15% off your stay anytime. Going to be doing plenty of giveaways with Greystone. Katie, we appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Look forward to chatting next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. I actually was a second late on that one.
Uh-oh.
Run it back. Let's put it back to the... But we can't. You
sometimes,
can't...
Sometimes, just a little behind the scenes. Sometimes, listeners, we just start talking and we forget that we are or are not on the radio.
I never forget that.
Usually, in the breaks, we're just hanging out, chatting.
I always
like,
wonder...
Oh, yeah, we have to talk. You'd have to talk into the microphone.
One of the movies, I don't know why it pops in my head every once in a while. Can I, don't think me weird for this, okay?
I already do.
What, Mel Gibson, What Women Want. You remember that movie?
You know what? I just watched that like maybe a month ago.
That's freaky.
I know.
And that movie is like the concept where he basically isn't happy with his life. He's going to
take No. That's not the concept.
Oh, wait, no, that's right. Well, he doesn't realize he's not happy with his life.
Oh, yeah.
And then a toaster drops in the
And now
bathtub.
He can hear what women think.
And now he can hear women's thoughts. First off, scary. Second off, maybe the best tool you could possibly have. Because I always wonder, like, what are people thinking? You mm-hmm. know, like we talk about, you know, a lot of the things out there relates to a mental intent, right?
But I do not want to know what people think.
You don't want to know. No. You would not be interested in knowing what people are thinking.
No,
too much? Like it's...
It's too much. No, just I'll just think that you think what I want you to think.
Because for me, like living life, like I don't know why, like it's just always been for me, like kind of like a movie, everything's like a movie scene almost.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. It's like everything's a bit, everything's a movie scene.
Yeah, we live our life in bits.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And so to know what people are thinking sometimes, like, because I'll say something like, okay, they kind of laugh, but did they really think it was funny or was that their fake laugh?
I just say, I'm hilarious. Let's move on.
Like, even if you could know if someone was like genuinely listening, like not even like the thoughts that they're thinking, but just yes. Like there's a bulb, like a light
mark.
Bulb right above. Like, yes, they
are
actually listening.
That would be helpful. If I could just see a check mark of like a green check for yes or red X, no, not interested, then I could move on
just
with my day.
Just turn around and keep going.
And that's it. I don't have to know what they're thinking. I just have to know, are they in or are they out? And then I know which, you know, keep going or walk away.
Is this the next step of Neuralink? Like to know what people are like actually thinking? Can Neuralink do that?
Now, are you going to get the Neuralink? If
no.
That's the promise?
Absolutely
You'll be
not.
Able to hear people's thoughts. Are you going to get the surgery today?
Definitely not.
No?
Because, again, there's got to be a turnoff switch. You know
yeah,
what I mean? That, like, shuts down the whole body.
Yeah. It's like those movies, you know, you get three wishes. I wish I knew what people thought about me. And then they're like, no, I wish, take it away.
Yeah.
I don't want it. Yeah.
I'm going to use my second wish now. This was a bad idea.
This is a terrible idea.
I'm two down. I got one left. Make me a genie. Like, you know, it's like we've seen this story play out.
Right.
It's not. It doesn't end
well.
It
never goes well. It never goes well.
I'm curious. Patrick Reynolds, host of Home Ad Show, coming to us from Studio A. Patrick, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but wondering if you have thoughts on Neuralink, would you submit yourself if it granted you special powers?
I am thinking my thoughts right now, so you two should both know what I'm thinking right now.
Absolutely not. No Neuralink.
You do know me. I'm gonna fall under the category of ignorance is bliss.
There you go.
So
that's
no.
mine too.
It's like knowing the date you die. You kidding Oof. Me? No.
There's the conundrum. Do you want to know the date?
No.
You know what
no.
I mean?
No.
What about the year?
No.
Capital N, capital O, capital exclamation point. No.
I debate that one. Because then you can like, you know, then like, okay, I know it's going to be there.
The only thing about it is that you know that anything else you go through, right, you're going to make it.
That's what I'm saying. Let me go skydiving tomorrow.
Right.
You know, because I got at least 3 weeks.
That would be the positive about it, but knowing
How
that...
How much
that,
anxiety and stress would you have
that,
if you got...
I don't need any more of that.
Days.
So
you're 90 days out, or right. you know, oh man, no. I'm happy. I'll roll along how I am. I've survived this long just being a regular old human. So I will stay that way.
To help anxiety and stress, maybe you want to go to a cool event this weekend. Patrick, you're in the know. Waves Entertainment, lot going on this weekend. Give us the rundown. What are some events people should consider here locally?
Definitely Live Under the Oaks concert series at Birkdale Village. That kicks off their new season this Friday night, and it is free. And then they will be live every Friday right through October. So you've got a free music series, the first one of the year, Friday night. Danny Carr and the Skeleton Crew is the performer there. Free, bring along chairs. Waves Entertainment going to power up the sound system there. And we've got a charming and swashbuckling master of ceremonies who's going to host it as
Swashbuckling.
Well.
Swashbuckling.
Yeah. Yeah. That adjective of the day for Patrick Reynolds. Yeah, swashbuckler.
I like that.
You like that? You know.
Wait, does it mean a good? Is it a good meaning? Swashbuckler.
Yeah.
Because it's a describe
pirate.
Something.
Yes.
It's
a pirate word.
Yeah, exactly. Pirate adventure in the sea. You know, go out there with the care in the world and the wind blowing through my hair. Watch the jokes. And then, you know, just...
Patrick doesn't have hair. That's the
yeah,
joke.
If you're not watching the stream, that's the joke on it. But yes, I'm back on stage with Waves Entertainment Friday night at Birkdale Village. Excited. And then every Friday night, right through October, free. Come on out, bring your chair, hang out on the big lawn, watch some music every Friday night. So that's the first one. That's where I'll be. And I hope some of the Home Ad WSIC listeners come out and say hello. I would love to meet them. I've heard so many voices this week. Let's put a face to the name. So come on out if you're around Huntersville.
You really got to check out Berkdale. It's amazing what they've done there. There's a lot of great things. Bar Taco's got their grand opening happening next weekend. Yeah. I think there's still a couple of tickets available if you're looking to spice things up April 11th. Patrick, have you downloaded the WSIC News app yet?
That would be a yes, opposite to the previous question. Capital Y, capital E, capital S, yes. WSIC app. That is the future. You guys were talking about the technology and AI and where we're going. The app is an incredible tool that we're going to add to WSIC. We have added it, and it's fantastic. Yeah, I got it on my phone right now. I was heading into, there's like this brief moment of time. I'm out of my truck. I'm not in the radio studio yet. I might miss something of Good Morning LKN. What do I do? Boom. App on my phone. I don't miss a thing of Justin, Bill, and Mamie. It's great.
He's a smart guy. See, Mamie's what he
did
there.
You're so smart, Patrick. That's what he did there. I learned so much from you.
Well, and here's the thing. They could also watch you, Patrick, because we have the embedded video stream on there. So come 9 to 11, Monday through Friday, people want to take the Home Ad show with them on the road, and they like maybe want to watch your reactions. What's been your favorite call so far you've gotten on the Home Ad? Mine, if I remember back to the couple of times I've guest hosted, I think I had a brand new, lightly used smoking pipe that somebody called in, only used twice. What has been some of your favorite items thus far, almost a week in?
The items. Boy, nothing has been crazy. There have been some vehicles for sale, some boats for sale. It's tough to pick a favorite. The favorite call, can't tell you a favorite item. Favorite call, definitely when Pat Shannon called in a couple days ago to check in on me, see how things were going, and say hello to the audience. That was a thrill. That was unexpected. He was listening to Home Ad and decided to call in and just say hello because we've had enough people ask about how he's doing. It was a thrill. I talked to Pat Shannon on air. Do you know how cool that is? It's amazing. I was like, that was my favorite call easily of all week, was just talking to Pat.
That's awesome. Yeah, Pat Shannon. I had a chance to chat with him last week and I was like, hey, you should come by see the new studio, eh? Yeah, I got a few things going on. I'll let you know if I can make it or not. I was like, okay, all right, Pat, we'll talk to you later. He kind of abruptly hung up, too. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, glad Pat was able to call in, and we hope him and Miss Sandra are doing well. And that
would be a great spot where you could read their mind and have that bubble over their over the head. It's like, what is he really thinking? What's he really doing?
Good idea. Bing! And then I can keep going, you know? Yeah. Double down on it.
Yeah. Is he really going to come by, or is he just kind of being nice? I don't know.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something. You got a birthday. You got an anniversary. Well, Monday through Friday, Pat's giving away free stuff. 9 to 11. WSIC News app. You can listen on the go. You can watch on the go. You can get every show on demand and all the great local deals from the local businesses. Patrick, good luck today, sir.
Thank you very much. I'll be swashbuckling my way through Home Ad. I changed my adjective to a verb. Good. All right.
How do you conjugate that way? Gosh. All right, Patrick. We'll talk to you at 9:06 when the show kicks off. We appreciate you. And thanks, we'll connect with you tomorrow.
See ya. Thanks, guys.
All right. So the weekend coming up. You got plenty of things you could do, but I think what you really got to still focus on is today. And there's plenty of holidays every day to celebrate that involve you possibly going somewhere. National Burrito Day today. Mm. Today's the day.
Not mad about it.
You getting a burrito today?
We'll see.
Are you a big burrito fan?
I'm really not a big burrito fan. And I have
what makes you not a burrito fan?
Don't like the
tortilla?
The beans. I don't like beans.
You can go no beans.
I know you can.
Or unless you think it's disrespectful.
I don't know. I just not. I'm more of a purist. I just want a taco. Just a regular old taco.
Like authentic, like just like the meat, the protein, the cilantro, onion, maybe a little bit of lime.
Like I can that go that level. Way. I don't really like onions, so I just do the protein, cilantro, lime. Yeah, like that. That's good. But yeah, I just don't love a burrito.
The flavor or the texture of food.
So we've had lunch together a few times. You see my portion sizes.
Yeah.
They're quite small. I can't eat a whole burrito. It would take me 3 days.
Hey, leftovers are great too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Leftovers are definitely strong. National Hug a News Person Day.
Hey.
Get it. Let's Bill, go. You getting some hugs today?
I was going to say I'll let you know when I see one.
404 Day?
That's Atlanta. 404.
Is that what that is?
I don't know what that is. Area code. The face in this image makes me think that I don't know what that is.
No, I think this has to do with the internet.
The 404, the 404 warning, you know, whenever you get it, like, not there. Yeah.
Not.
Well, just know that it is a holiday in Atlanta.
The 404 day is, like,
it's
today?
The area code, yeah.
Is today the day?
It's 404.
Oh, today is the 4th.
Yeah. Ah.
404.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, drive on down to Atlanta, celebrate 404 day, and also International Carrot Day.
International, not just national. Around the whole world.
Do international carrots hit differently?
I've only had American carrots, I think. I don't know if I've had any
other
ones.
Do you know that?
I don't know
that. Do you verify where your carrots come from?
I don't verify where my carrots come from.
I have to start asking people that when I go to your restaurant. Excuse me, do you have national
or international? What nation are these carrots from? Definitely
am...
today you can ask because it is International Carrot Day, so you can definitely ask where your carrots come from.
It's good for your eyes.
If these are Romanian carrots, I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah. No.
It just seems like a good line.
Every man's got a code.
You got to have limits.
Discover National Parks Fortnite? I don't. Is that? If I thought Fortnite was a game.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one.
International Day for Landmine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action?
I will observe.
Important stuff.
So when you're walking down the street, look out for it. Home ad shows up next. WSIC News app. Download it today.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.